Services by Christie Sunnyside.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first numbers in the holiday shopping season show strong spending. MasterCard Spending Pulse says retail sales were up by nearly 4% from a year ago, from November 1st through Christmas Eve.
As far as where shoppers spent their money, one of the categories where spending was up the most is apparel online. People buying clothes as gifts, or if you're like me, maybe for themselves. Jewelry and electronics also popular, while shopping at department stores did grow at a much slower pace.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze said online spending was up by about 7%. It's expected to be another busy day in the holiday travel period. Hopper says 3.5 million people are expected to fly today. Four people were hurt in an altercation that led to gunfire at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Wednesday night. Police say the fight was between members of one family and the shooting occurred before anyone went through security. Memorials today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 230,000 people. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration have officially announced a $4.5 billion budget surplus to end the 2023-24 fiscal year. The data comes from the Department of Administration's annual comprehensive financial report, which also showed the highest budget stabilization fund in state history at $1.9 billion. State officials are currently working on the next two-year budget, with Governor Evers calling on lawmakers to continue making the strategic investments that have led to years of a budget surplus. A report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that the number of abortions provided in Wisconsin was cut in half following the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. According to the Abortion Surveillance Report, the number of abortions provided in the state dropped from over 6,400 to about 3,300 between 2021 and 2022. The landmark Supreme Court case triggered an 1849 law that banned abortion in the state until a Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled the law did not apply to consensual abortions. $2 million in grant funding has been announced for emergency housing across Wisconsin. More than 50 organizations will get funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to improve emergency shelters, transitional residents, and extremely low-income housing. Governor Tony Evers says expanding access to affordable housing remains a priority, and the grants will provide critical resources to those who need them and help foster safer spaces for Wisconsinites. Over the last 5 years, more than 17,000 affordable housing units and more than 26,000 housing units have been built across the state. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawee Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on the show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I braved the fog this morning. How are you?
All right. How's your Christmas, man?
It was nice. Yeah. How's yours?
Man, it was fine, man. You know, it's I spent time frying some turkeys, and by the time I got through frying those turkeys, my goose was cooked, and so my mild attempt at humor. But anyway, man, it was a harrowing ride coming in this morning. The fog was, and they said, huge. A quarter of a mile, and it was, man, you know, it takes about 45 minutes for me to get here, and I was driving through some pretty thick fog, even with your high beams on, so I hope that by now, you know, it's lighter outside and people should be careful and cautious, but we made it here, and that's the great thing. But anyway, it's Thursday, my favorite day of the week. I am joined by the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thiensville, and you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, how was the holiday?
It was great, and holiday to me is family, so...
Right.
Like joining with family is great. Holiday to me also is food. So yep. That's why after the holidays, I prepare for many kind of topics about detoxification of the body and the system and how to make sure that we are healthy again, because during the holidays, we eat everything in front of us, right?
So you know, so I mean, it's the way you put it, detoxification of the body.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what that means.
So holidays, so many sweets. We go to the beloved ones. They offer us food. We eat the food. And many of that food isn't healthy for us. So if someone is dieting, the diet get to be put on pause. If someone doesn't eat much sweets, they eat this piece of chocolate, this piece of candy. And the list goes on. And the challenge is, like, if you don't wake up in January to get your health back on track, it can linger until March. So I try to make a group of people that we kind of talk on a Zoom, and then we prepare for detox program for 7 days or 14 days to reset the system and get the toxins out, make the liver work healthy again, and kind of take it for another 6 months that we are on a nice food regimens that we have been training our body for those 7 days, and then we follow through.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's always frustrating to me when I hear the verbiage detoxifying your system, because I don't think any of us knowingly take a bottle of poison and drink it. You know,
we take it, but we don't know. And that's the challenging piece. From, I want to tell you, Earl, from the moment that you wake up until you leave the house, there may be more than 26 poisons that entered your system, from the household cleaners to the shampoos that we use. And actually, if you stay at home and not go out, you get more poisons in your system coming from air, from the just washing your hand. And actually, the umbilical cord of the baby, when they are delivered, they found that there are several toxins that go through the through the umbilical cord to the baby, born with, just passes from the mother to the baby. So unfortunately, the air, the food, the cosmetics, everything that's around us increase the toxic burden in the body from the moment of birth. And that is why when people get very sick, one of the core methods of helping us get healthy is to check the toxins, poisons, and helping the body to detox. And by that, we can do simple plans. First, we remove the source of the toxin. So we try to clean the air, clean the water, drink clean more filtered water. But then we try to eat healthier food, and we support that with supplements. Sauna is a detox program. So the verbiage using the word detoxification implies so many things that I try to put together in a nice, easy program that doesn't make it overwhelming for people to follow, because it is simple. And after people follow a respected detox program, they feel more energy. They are able to lose weight. Many times you would see brain fog goes away, and they are able to feel healthier. And that goes on for several months after the program.
If you're just joining us, it is Thursday at 8 o'clock, and so that means you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist and the proprietor and founder of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, you, I mean, for heaven's sakes, so our bodies are toxified, and that toxification starts doing damage to our organs, to our systems. It's not something that happens immediately. It's over time. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it happens over time. It's kind of a slow buildup of toxins from food, water, and environment. And organs like liver, kidney, lungs, and skin work together to filter out and eliminate the harmful substance. However, the modern lifestyle can sometimes overload these systems, which process food, pollutants, alcohol, stress. And when your body struggles to keep up, you may feel sluggish, bloated, or low on energy. And if you don't counteract that with, I would say, six main mechanisms that you can counteract toxins in the body: hydration, drinking water to flush the toxins, clean eating, boosting the fiber that you take that binds to toxins and get rid of it, supporting your liver by incorporating antioxidant-rich foods like berries, turmeric, garlic, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower. Number five, sweating out, and you can do that by regular exercise, sauna, that helps to eliminate the toxins through the sweat. And number six is to consider supplements like milk thistle, glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, and they are very popular for liver health. We hear the word glutathione many times. I have different forms of glutathione. I have the best forms of glutathione. What does this mean? It means master antioxidant in the body to support the liver to get rid of toxins. And by having enough of it, you are helping your brain, your heart. Patients who had COVID and took glutathione high doses, they recovered fast. So I want to tell you, like, detoxification is a mechanism that happens inside every cell of the body, every second of life. And we just want it to be working properly. And that's why we have to always be cognizant of the term and cognizant of what we can do in simple terms to help with detoxification. And I see very simple people coming to the pharmacy asking for milk thistle. And I ask them why. They say, because I want to detoxify my liver, because milk thistle helps to activate the liver and helps to move the toxins from phase one to phase two, and then getting rid of it from the through the this mighty organ, the liver, that takes the spearhead of our I would say troops in our body to support detoxification.
You know, Dr. Omar, we talk about organs a lot. And generally, the organs we're talking about, the number one organ is the heart. And rarely, if ever, is there time spent on talking about the liver. And the liver is as important. Those things all work independently of each other, but yet they are just as important as the liver is, as the heart is. But yet, not a whole lot of conversation about the liver. And if you have trouble with your liver, you really have some troubles, right?
Yeah. And the liver is not as famous. And this is very unfortunate that we're kind of looking for the marketing terms of what we have in our bodies. The blood pressure and cardiovascular events always come first. But the liver is the body's ultimate multitasker. It helps with detoxification, filtering out toxins, alcohol, medications, environment. Helps with metabolism, processes fats, carbs, proteins, converting them into energy or storage forms. Nutrient storage, it stores the nutrients. Vitamins that you take, multivitamins that you take, the A, the D, the E, the K, and also minerals like iron, to release when your body needs them. Helps with the bile production, and bile is very important for absorbing fat-soluble vitamins, and it supports the immune health. If your liver has a problem because of overload of alcohol intake or other issues, if you don't catch up and take care of your liver, I mean, you don't have another organ that can take care of the functions of the liver, so... Yeah, it's not very popular, but it is in the center of our health.
855-752-4842. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to talk about the follicles, hair follicles, and you know, the importance of that and how it disappears. 855-752-4842, and how you can keep it healthy. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A new study by Pew Research finds Americans broadly support such democracy reforms as making Election Day a holiday and 2 weeks of in-person early voting, but also think voters must use government-issued ID and voting machines should have paper backup. Pew surveyed over 5,100 American adults in January 2024 from a pool which reflects the demographics of the U.S. It found an increasing number of Americans, 72%, supported making Election Day a national holiday, and 76% supported 2 weeks of in-person early voting. The public is split, however, on having a choice for mail-in voting, with 57% supporting and 41% opposing. Among Republicans, support for mail-in voting dropped in 4 years from 49% to 28%, likely in response to former President Donald Trump's baseless fraud claims. While voting rights groups have tried to protect voting for the elderly, disabled, and students, 81% of Americans support voting only with a government-issued ID, up among all partisan stripes. Support for Election Day registration and automatic voter registration through the DMV declined slightly since 2021, but is down 10% among Republicans. Pew also found notable differences among younger adults and communities of color who are more likely to support early voting, mail-in voting, and automatic and Election Day registration. We have a link to the full Pew survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
News from the center, WRCE.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all.
All right, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429, speak to me or leave me a message, or they can go to willtopiarx.com.
And Calvin, people who may be listening for the first time?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay of the live stream at Civic Media's YouTube channel, or you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get podcasts.
You know, Dr. Omar, before we get into the hair and those kind of things, we talked about detoxifying. And so what does that consist of? Let's say I need to have my body detoxified, not just after the holiday, but I've never had it detoxified. What is the process? How do I begin?
Very simple. There are several programs that we do. One of them is 7 days program, in which we give you a box. That box contains supplements, and the box contains a book. And then we do a consultation session. And I usually do it as a group of people. We talk about the process and the program. So the first 2 days, you are taking a certain fiber binder to the toxins in the body and drinking water. For the first 2 days, you're not eating any food that is meals, okay?
So you're fasting.
And then the following...
You're kind of fasting.
You're kind of fasting, kind of, because I also give you supplements and vitamins from the same box, because I'm supporting the body, because I want you to be strong during the detox program. Some people, when they go through a detox program, they feel weak. They feel a kind of it. They feel worse before they feel better. And I don't want them to feel that. But kind of the first 2 days, we just want to make the system works. Similar to when you go for a colonoscopy and you're not eating anything the day before. Something close to this. You're just flushing the liver and you're trying to give it a break. And then after that, from day number three to day number seven, you would be eating very healthy meals that's structured, explained with the recipes, with the good foods, with the bad foods, and at the same time, taking multivitamin and a certain supplement and a protein shake that would help support the liver through the different phases of detoxification. The program takes about 7 days. And through those 7 days, as I'm telling you, you're eating just three meals a day and you're also snacking, but you're eating healthy. So we're trying to train you and train your body to eat and drink healthy. And after those 7 days or 14 days, according to the choice of the customer, we would be having kind of a roadmap for the following months to come. You would feel more energy, you would lose some weight, but you're gonna be prepped to lose more weight if you want. So if I have a customer that wants to lose weight, before I try to do that, we try to do detoxification. Because tell you a fun fact that people who are overweight, that have a lot of fat, this fat contains a lot of toxins. And if I start losing weight and I don't do detoxification, the toxins will be concentrated in the body, will not find that fat, and that can make you very sick. So a natural response of the body is to gain the fat back so it will diffuse the toxins. So to put it in simple terms, detoxify your system, then go for the other health programs like weight loss, brain health, and other health goals.
So how expensive is that 14-day detoxification?
The seven days program, I think, would cost about $109. And if it's 14 days, I think it's a bit more than that.
Right.
And you need to do it once a year or twice a year.
So does it interfere with the other nutrients and things that you're taking?
Excellent question. I look always at the health conditions. Women shouldn't be pregnant or breastfeeding. I look if there is any kind of liver issues. But it does not interfere with the main medications that are taken. And certain supplements, we hold off on them until we finish the detox program. But it does not interfere. I usually have the customers continue on the medications and the supplements that they take. We let their doctor know. And it's actually supporting the way that these medications will help the body.
Well, Dr. Omar, I've got to kick the year off, right? I'll certainly be taking that detoxification.
Announce the time. Yeah. So usually I kick-started by making kind of a 1 hour Zoom, 30 minutes to 1 hour Zoom call with people who sign up. And then we do it together. So we do it. The Zoom call usually comes on Thursday. And then we decide to start it the following Friday or Saturday. And it's very fun because we have a group of people that do it together, and we get a lot of success with this. And well, it comes after a season of, you know, eating, so it's kind of right.
So we're probably talking going into early next year.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to talk about the hair. You know, I've never thought about those things being alive. Never thought my hair was alive. But hanging around Dr. Omar, I'm learning a lot. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A well check led to an arrest. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports Stacy Lynn Welter, 41, of Ontario, was arrested Monday morning. Shortly after 11, the sheriff's office received a call requesting a welfare check at the Welter residence located on Hoff Valley Road, rural Ontario. Upon arrival at the residence, the deputy saw that the window on the front door was broken. As the deputy was investigating, he heard Welter from inside the home make a statement about law enforcement being there. Welter was armed with an aluminum baseball bat and advanced toward the front door. The deputy was able to de-escalate the situation, and Welter put the weapon down. De-escalation tactics continued, and the deputy was able to transition from a firearm to a conducted energy device while attempting to establish effective communication with Welter. Talks deteriorated. Welter picked up a metal rod, raised it while advancing toward the deputy. The deputy deployed the conducted energy device effectively to stop the threat, and Welter was taken into custody without further incident. Stacy Welter refused medical treatment and was transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center and booked for first-degree recklessly endangering safety, resisting or obstructing an officer, felony bail jumping, and prisoner throwing or expelling bodily fluids. A man was arrested and is accused of crashing a vehicle into a building in Viroqua on Sunday. According to the Viroqua Police Department, a small vehicle had been driven into the front of Smoke World Vape on Viroqua's Main Street at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. The vehicle was caught on camera and was spotted on Highway 14 north of Viroqua after the break-in. The 49-year-old man driving the vehicle was arrested by Westby Police. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Thursday, so that means it's time for Omar the Pharmacist. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar the Pharmacist. And Dr. Omar, how can people get in contact with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 or through wiltopiarx.com.
And Calvin?
Yeah, you can find the entire library of Civic Media shows at civicmedia.us/shows. You can find it in podcast form on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And if you have any questions or comments, it doesn't have to be about the subjects that we're talking about now. Dr. Omar will take any questions that you have dealing with your health. So, Dr. Omar, hair, you know.
Hair.
You know, it grows. You get it cut. You know, I don't hear the hair saying, ow. When they cut the hair, yeah. I don't hear it say, oh, you hurt me. I'm sick. But hair is alive.
Hair is alive, and that's why, like, some people have long hair. I want to tell you that life cycle of one hair can take about 8 years to fall. And that's why some people would have long hair from the scalp. The challenge happens when we start realizing hair loss. Many times it's more than 50% of the hair on the scalp already fell. And then we get to ask ourselves the question, what's the cause? What's the triggers? And how can I gain my hair back? And this is a journey that I want people to kind of have a basic understanding of, and understand also that there are solutions, even if they have tried them before, maybe they didn't try the main solution that would help them specifically. And that is precision medicine and precision treatments and precision pharmacy that is related to every individual's genomic structure. And that's what I want to stress on today, because the reasons for hair loss can vary for men and for women. For men, the most common form is what is called androgenic alopecia, which is male pattern baldness, driven by a hormone called DHT, dihydrotestosterone. And this is a hormone that has and causes the shrinkage of hair follicle, and it's has very strong affinity. So like no other hormone can attach when it attaches. So that's why we have medications related to combating this hormone when we do topical hair loss treatments. But for women, many times it's different. For women, there is hormonal imbalances that happen during pregnancy or during menopause or other conditions like polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, that are often there to blame. And more than that, stress can cause hair loss. And the challenge with the stress that causes hair loss is that it doesn't happen when you have the stressful event. Many times it happens months after the stressful events because the hair goes into a phase of its growth and it takes about maybe 3 to 6 months for it to start falling, and it would come back after the stressor goes away. But that's another reason for hair loss. So working with a dermatologist to figure out why am I losing my hair is kind of part of it. But the other part that is very important for me to tell people about is the solutions out there and the true expectations for how we can get our hair back. We hear about minoxidil. Some people use it, some people buy it over the counter, and then it doesn't work. Why? Many times because it's very low concentration, or it's not the right form of minoxidil, or because it is irritant to the scalp. And minoxidil is one of the products that have been like heavily studied, number one most studied product that would help, and medication that would help with gaining your hair back. The challenge with it, Earl, is that people have to start on it and stick with it. Because when the hair loss starts, it doesn't stop easily. So if you start minoxidil, we're talking about at least 1 or 2 years if someone has stressful hair loss. But for a condition like male pattern baldness, we're talking about taking it for life. And it would take 6 months to start to see results. The first 3 months, there is going to be hair shedding. You might lose hair before you gain hair. We have excellent successes with our formulas, with minoxidil, finasteride, with women who have hormonal imbalances. We add spironolactone. We kind of design the formula based on the condition that we have, and we see results. It's just we tell the patients that you have to have realistic expectations. There is going to be an investment every month moving forward if your hair loss is causing you a problem and you want to keep it and you want to use something topical with less systemic side effects to continue what with it. What we are also offering at Wiltopia now is a genomic test that we would start with before the treatment, working with the dermatologist or the general practitioner. It's kind of a test, a cheek swab, that would tell the doctor and tell us what is the cause for the hair loss related to the genetic structure of the patient, and what are the best ingredients to include in the program, and what are the vitamin deficiencies that we have to incorporate in order to help with gaining the hair back. So we're no more fishing and trying and testing different ingredients. We are actually working with you according to your own genetic structure, and that get us to have better, faster, and more lasting results.
So hereditary, what role does it play in it? You'll see sometimes very young men who, you know, you see signs early on that they are going to lose their hair, and then you look at their fathers or some of their brothers and others. And so what part of it is hereditary, Dr. Omar? And if it is hereditary, is there anything that can be done about that?
It is many times hereditary. It's actually number one cause of androgenic alopecia for men is hereditary. And if you have a father or a mother or a relative that lost hair even when they were 60 or 70 years old, the gene is out there, and you might be the first person that would lose hair when you're in the 20s or the 30s. So combating that is according to when do you realize your hair loss. If the hair follicle is still alive within the last 5 years, so you started to lose hair and you want to kind of gain it back and keep it and kind of grow it back, starting earlier is always best. So starting earlier with the formulations like the topical formulas, like the ones that contain minoxidil, would help. Starting later after you have lost these hair follicles by 5+ years wouldn't help much with minoxidil. At that time, there would be other options for you, like hair transplant. That is very expensive in America, cheaper in other countries. There is something called PRP, in which plasma-rich molecules that are plasma-rich cells that are injected in the hair. And that is why I just tell people, if you realize hair loss is happening now, you have to check several things. You have to check your nutrition. You have to check your hormones. You have to check your vitamins. Low iron would cause hair loss. So if women having heavy periods and they are losing hair, checking the iron levels is very important. Mentioning iron, Earl, I want to tell a tip to people listening to us. If you are taking iron supplement, don't take it every single day. Take it day on and day off. So like take it today and then take it after 2 days and then day one, day three, day five, day seven. Don't take it every day. Because the taking it every day will drive a hormone that would affect the iron in the body in a negative way and take iron with vitamin C. That's also another tip for listeners. So taking iron supplement, if you're low in iron, is great, but take it every other day.
You know, Dr. Omar, just listening to you, that's one problem I don't have. I don't have a problem with the loss of hair, and I don't think I will. My dad didn't have that. My mom didn't have that. And my siblings don't have that. So, you know, my hair continues to grow even in my 70s. But what do you say to people who are really, you know, this bothers them tremendously, and there's a whole cottage, you know, industry on television and other places that sells really expensive stuff that they almost promise will do the job, and you know, there's no regulation that will say that what they're showing you is going to do anything. What do you say to people who see and believe that may be the solution?
It is a huge industry because men, we're talking about 30 to 50% experience androgenic alopecia by age of 50. Women, about 40% are affected by it at the age of 50. So we're talking about a huge industry. And there are supplements like Nutrafol and other things that would help, multivitamins that would help. The question is this going to be suitable for you because of how the reason for your hair loss, is it yes or no? And that's why it's very recommended to work with a dermatologist first to understand the reason for your hair loss so you would find a treatment for it. Maybe you're just low on vitamin D. Maybe you're low on iron. Maybe there is a stress involved. Hereditary reason involved. Finding the reason is going to help direct you to a solution. By the time that you realize it, again, you may have already lost 50% of your hair. So realizing the issue, the problem, means you have to act fast. So that's when you want your general practitioner to refer you to a dermatologist. You can talk also to Ultopia pharmacist, and we were going to direct you and help you with what you can do to gain your hair back.
So, Dr. Omar, when you use a lot of chemicals, coloring your hair, straightening your hair, all those different things, do they have an impact long term on the health of your hair?
That's a very good question. And yes, the impact of hair colorant, like permanent hair colors, uses ammonia and hydrogen peroxide to open the hair cuticle and allow the dye to penetrate. That alters the hair structure and strips away the natural oils that are important to lubricate the hair. The hair that we have. So yes, they would affect it and damage it, and sometimes it's permanent. You would have many women say, since I had this coloring of my hair, my hair isn't normal again. I started to lose hair. So it's very important to use clean ingredients to help with beautification of the hair.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA ain't going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Thursday. That means Thursdays with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to the website welltopiarx.com.
And Calvin?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay of the live stream on Civic Media's YouTube channel, or you can find the entire library of Civic Media shows at civicmedia.us/shows.
You know, Dr. Omar, all of the information that you continue to give us, weekly, it really is life-changing information. And, you know, to be quite frank with you, some of the things that happen to us are preventable. Even with, as you talk about the poisoning of the air, as I do constantly, the water and the food, there's still ways that we can combat these things if we're willing to take the time out and listen, right?
Yeah, listening is very important, even if we don't like the person we're listening to. But many times, this is a wise word that comes transcended to you through someone. You should listen and think, because the health of the community is very important. And if there is science involved in and backed up, like ideas backed up with science, that's when we should listen and follow.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's 2025. You might as well say right around the corner. The first quarter of the 21st century is just about over. And the knowledge that has been garnered through improvements and understanding of the health of and how to stay healthy human beings it's just advancing at record paces. Is it safe to say that?
It is advancing very quickly, especially now that we have huge advances in AI, and that also touches healthcare. So keeping up is not easy, and that's why we just have to figure out how to navigate through the amount of information that we have and distill it to actionable items that we can follow. Just the clarity of vision is very important now, early, you know.
Well, and all of this extends one's life. I mean, I'm going back to, again, when I was a young boy working in the pharmacy, in the Rexall pharmacy, and Elma and Mater Detman, who were husband and wife pharmacists, and they had information and knowledge about things, but man, certainly nowhere near the kind of stuff you're talking about, Dr. Omar. It's come a long way, and I'm sure it's going to continue.
Exactly. And the nice thing is now when we listen to something, we can validate the information ourselves by looking it up. It is important to stay healthy. I just have an idea that and kind of a take-home message for people listening to us since we're finishing the year 2024 and we're seeing a lot of viruses around us. People are getting sick. If you're just turning 50 years old, make sure that you have five main vaccines that you're taking or you already took. First one is shingles vaccine. Shingles is a very bad disease and you don't want to get it. The Shingrix vaccine can help you with protection up to 97%. That's very important vaccine. Second, the flu vaccine that helps to protect you when you are with the beloved ones and you don't want to get sick. Get the flu vaccine because like maybe sometimes 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be the sick one if you got the flu vaccine. Third is the pneumococcal vaccine. The Prevnar 20 is now offered to everyone above 50 years old. And it's also recommended for 65 years old plus. Fourth, the Tdap, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis booster every 10 years. And number five is COVID vaccine. And it's debatable among the community. If you don't want to take the COVID vaccine, please take supplements like MujioCare. Ask me about it. It's a very supportive supplement for the immune system. MujioCare ES, ask me about it. Or you take considerable doses of vitamins C, D, zinc, quercetin, N-acetylcysteine every day. So like, if you are following the party that don't want to vaccine, it's okay, it's fine, but please protect yourself because it's still out there and people are getting sick.
Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, always good to talk to you, my friend. Let's see. Are we gonna see each other before the beginning of next year? When the first of the year is on what day?
Wednesday.
Oh well. So yeah, we won't see one another until after the new year. So, I'll see you. I'll see you the day after.
Day after, yeah. And then in 2025 next year.
All right, Dr. Omar, thank you. Always great to talk to you. Up next, we'll be talking about many California farmers who voted for Trump. Now they could lose half their workers. We're also going to talk about the politrickster of the day. You're tuned into the...
This is News from the Center, WRCE. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right. I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on the show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New questions about what caused the Christmas Day plane crash in Kazakhstan. An Azerbaijan Airlines plane bound for Russia had to divert. 38 people were killed in the crash. 29 survived. Russian authorities first said a bird strike caused the plane to divert, but now there are new questions involving Russia's air defenses, as ABC's Inez de la Cotera explains.
Russia had recently defended the area from Ukrainian drone attacks. When asked whether the plane may have been fired upon by air defenses, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it would be wrong to speculate before the investigation is complete.
In the U.S., holiday spending increased by 4% for retail sales from November 1st through Christmas Eve, according to MasterCard's Spending Pulse. The holiday travel rush continues. Travel site Hopper says more than 3 million people are expected to fly today. And Starbucks workers back on the job today after about 5,000 walked off the job for a strike. This is ABC News.